One senator with a proposal that might conceivably bridge the gap between the White House and Democrats in Congress is Olympia Snowe, the Maine Republican. Senator Snowe introduced a bill a couple of weeks ago that would require the commander of forces in Iraq to report in 4 months that six benchmarks, aims spelled out by President Bush, in fact, in January, have been achieved. Senator Snowe joins us from Capitol Hill. Welcome to the program.
Delighted to be on the program. Thank you.
And perhaps you can explain to us what your bill would require if, in fact, some of those benchmarks, for example, Iraq assuming control of its military or passing a law to disarm the militias or an oil law, what if, say, General Petraeus came back in 4 months and said that has not happened?
Well, I think at that point, then he would be required to submit a plan for a phased redeployment of those troops that associated with the surge in Baghdad, and in addition, to have a plan for the change of mission for all of the other troops. Because at that point, if the political solutions that are obviously critical to the future of Iraq and achieving national reconciliation hasn't been accomplished by the Iraqi government, then it's clear that they're not demonstrating a good faith effort.
Now, to distinguish your bill from a spending bill that calls straight away for a withdrawal or sets a date next year, is it correct to say that your bill says give the administration 4 months and give the Iraqis 4 months to show that current plans are succeeding, and if they can't, then start redeploying as much as you'd have to under the other bill?
That's correct. In fact, as many have indicated, that the best way to measure whether or not the military surge has been effective is predicated on the success of the political solutions that will achieve national reconciliation. So in 4 months, that could be accomplished. The surge would be fully implemented in July with all the forces, and they would have the summer in which to pass these initiatives in their Council of Representatives.
How would this satisfy President Bush's stated objections to what he calls a rigid and artificial deadline for withdrawal? That is, it would push it down the road 4 months, but at that point, if you didn't hear what you wanted to hear, there would be a deadline.
Well, I think the president has to understand, deadlines do serve a purpose. And we now have to see a demonstration of a good faith effort on part of the Iraqi government that they're prepared to do what it's going to require to achieve a political consensus. And General Petraeus has indicated that by early September, we will know whether or not the surge has been a success.
Do you feel at all uncomfortable about the provision that you wrote into this bill, by which effectively the Congress would be ordering the general who's commanding forces in Iraq? That would be a rather novel arrangement in terms of who a general is reporting to. Obviously, you feel it's necessary, you wrote the bill. Do you have any qualms at all about that?
No, not at this stage of the Iraq war. I think that General Petraeus has been very forthcoming and very straightforward. He himself has indicated that there's really no military solution that's going to address the problems in Iraq, that really does have to be a political resolution. Even in his own counterinsurgency manual, he indicates the host nation has to win it on its own. And so I think at this point, the time has come. And I think he understands that and has an obligation not only to the President of the United States, but to the American people.
And would you imagine that the benchmarks you've spelled out, for example, passing a law to disarm and demobilize the militias, that there's wiggle room there? I mean, that even doesn't say that the militias must be disarmed and demobilized, but merely that a law has been passed to that effect. But if there's a law that's wending its way through the Iraqi parliament when it's time to report, is there some room here for saying, they're moving in the right direction, even if they haven't achieved that benchmark?
We hope to have an independent analysis so that we can best discern as to whether or not they're truly achieving those objectives, but that by all accounts is a measure of whether or not they're moving towards national reconciliation.
But are you opening up the discussion, say, for 4 months down the road that, hey, they got 4.5 out of 6. Let's not invoke the redeployment clause because there's some motion here?
Well, at this point, we think that each of those benchmarks are essential, individually and collectively. So we would expect results on all of them.
Well, Senator Snowe, thank you very much once again for talking with us.
Thank you.
It's Olympia Snowe, Republican Senator from Maine.